Hello and welcome to another edition of the Hito Box Podcast. I'm your host, Wes, and today it's April Fool's Day. So happy April Fool's Day to you. Not that anyone really celebrates this day, because it's usually a day for terrible jokes, but there are some good things that come out of it, and some funny things, so there's that. Also, we have some news that is not joking related, but E3 related. We are about 2 months away from E3, or we would be, except for the fact that E3 is now officially claimed dead. That's right, E3 will not be happening this year, although there's a little slimmer of hope that there could be some digital stuff happening for it. Jeff Keighley, who is the host of all prior E3s, did tweet out a wink emoji, which, yeah, take that with a grain of salt, doesn't mean a whole lot, but it could mean something, so there is a slight sliver of hope in the cards. I wouldn't get too worried about it as well, because it is highly likely that other companies will still put out content around that time. You'll still have all the other events that happen throughout the year. Sony's State of Play event, Nintendo's Direct, which happens like once a month almost, like it seems. So don't worry too much about it. There'll still be news. You just won't get it all in one condensed week format. So a little bit of a bummer, but not a huge thing. Another huge thing that happened this week in gaming was PlayStation announcing their new subscription models that compete with Microsoft's Game Pass. This new subscription will be broken down into three different models. Available in June, the three options, the lowest tier being called PlayStation Plus Essential. This will retain the multiplayer gaming that you already have with PlayStation Plus. And then it includes the two free games a month and cloud storage for save games. This one will be priced at $10 a month or $60 a year. It's pretty much the standard almost of what it already is. Then they added a PlayStation Plus Extra tier, which will allow access to over 400 or so downloadable PS4 and PS5 games. That's priced at $15 a month or $100 a year. And finally, we get to the third model, which is where most of you will probably care. The PlayStation Plus Premium tier adds an additional, on top of the other 400, 340 plus games from PS1, PS2, PS3 via streaming, and the PlayStation Portable. This also includes support for streaming games from those platforms and PS4 to PC, PS4, and PS5. This will cost $18 a month or $120 per year. So yes, you heard that right. If you want to play PlayStation 1, 2, or 3 games on your PS4 or PS5, you'll have to get the most expensive tier, which sucks. I don't think they acknowledged anything in regards to like new games coming out and being incorporated in any of these subscription models. So just from looking at from that front, it's a downgrade compared to Xbox's Game Pass. You could say this is pretty comparable to Nintendo's version of it. I mean, I guess it's nice they're trying to do this, and I'm sure some of you will find this actually beneficial and a nice thing. It's really hard to look at this and not see Game Pass and how brand new games that are released are instantly on Game Pass and just see that happening. And Sony's just like, nah, we're not going to do that. We'll just do our own thing like we always do and be disappointing at it. Like you couldn't even match what Game Pass was doing at least. In somewhat fairness, Nintendo is dwindling at this as well. But Nintendo has always sucked at online stuff anyways. Not that they deserve a free pass for it, because they don't by any means. But Sony has placed themselves next to Nintendo on that spectrum of needing improvement on it, whereas they could have been right next to Xbox and been better at it. The good thing is, if right now you are a PlayStation Now member and PlayStation Plus member, those will get bundled together, so you won't be double dipping, so to speak. You'll just have to do one payment instead of two. Let us know your thoughts on this new subscription model from PlayStation. does this actually do well in your eyes? Do you think it actually does compete with Game Pass and Nintendo's? Or is this just a complete fail? Let us know. Email us at theheatbox@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the matter. Also, if you thought you had written off CD Projekt Red for their inexcusable release of Cyberpunk 2077, well, hold it right there, because you're wrong. Because I know that this news will instantly make you want to buy the game when it comes out sometime in the future, probably a long ways away. But it was announced that The Witcher 4 is in the works, which no one is shocked about that, because Cyberpunk was kind of a letdown and a bit of a fail, but I still personally enjoyed the game a lot, so I would still recommend playing it. I believe on our website, when we reviewed the game originally, which has definitely been updated and improved a lot since the release of patch 1.5, which most of you should be able to play it now, maybe not PS4, but you shouldn't be playing it on there anyways. But besides the matter, check out our review for it. We did give it a favorable score and still recommend it based on the story and side characters. So if you haven't played that, I would recommend checking it out at some point. Back to The Witcher 4. I know you're going to be playing it, and you're going to be right back with CD Projekt Red, and you had cussed them out and promised that you would never play another one of their games again, but we know you're gonna. I know I'm gonna. So let us know what you think about the news of The Witcher 4 being in development. Do you care? I know you do. Witcher 3, one of the best games of all time. Yeah, I know, I said it. Also, I've been saying that a lot lately with Half-Life 2 and other games, but, you know, there's at least a top 5 best games of all time. I think I'm only at, like, 3 right now, so, you know. Witcher 3, Half-Life 1, Half-Life 2, I got 3 out of 5 covered. Doesn't really mean much, doesn't say much. There was no trailer or anything like that. Not much to go by. We all pretty much knew they were working on it a long time ago. So enough about that and that company. As I mentioned, it is April Fool's. So we do have a couple things that are kind of funny that were announced, air quote, today. One of those was that there is a Sonic Frontiers Collector's Edition. That's right. The official Japanese account tweeted the details for a special collector's edition of Sonic Frontiers to include a wooden bath bucket, a Sonic print towel, a waterproof Sega Genesis, which that's pretty cool, a non-waterproof Game Gear, and a rubber duck. And that would cost $260, which it's funny, but it's also very not funny, because a lot of that stuff actually sounds pretty nice. For those of you playing Genshin Impact, they were a little bit mean in this one as they teased the release of Abyss Lecter being playable as a character, and that's just unfortunately a joke, so that will not be happening. Sorry to burst your bubble on that one. Nintendo announced that Fire Emblem Three Houses was getting a official tea set with the themed of Fire Emblem Three Houses, and sadly, that will not be happening or released, even though for those of you that played the game know that there is tea time in the game, and that actually sounds kind of cool, but not really happening. Sorry, April Fool's on you. Not really an April Fool's joke, but for those of you that are playing Elden Ring right now and struggling your way through it, playing many, many hours, well, I'm sorry to inform you that officially a speedrunner has beaten the game in under 19 minutes. So your hundreds of hours spent on Elden Ring, someone got it down to 19 minutes. And for those of you that are interested in seeing that, that was Distortion 2. You can check out their YouTube channel to see that full 19-minute speed run of insanity. All right, getting back to news again. The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2, unfortunately, is delayed until spring of 2023. Sorry to all those who are really looking forward to that game coming out this year. You'll have to wait a little bit longer till early next year. Bummer, I know. I think we can all take solace in the fact that we'd rather have a game that's not buggy or minimally buggy compared to other games of recent release that have been immensely buggy and unplayable to some extent. And that's pretty much it for all news over the last 2 weeks. Nothing else really substantial has come out besides those things we talked about today. So, you know what that means? Deals. And we don't have a lot of deals to talk about, so I'll go over the slim pickings. For those of you on PlayStation, there is a new spring sale going on over there. The highlight I found to be Ghost of Tsushima's DLC, available for $15 USD. Recommend that if you're a fan of Ghost of Tsushima. Otherwise, it's kind of up to you. A lot of the sales in there aren't the greatest, but maybe you'll find some sliver of gold in there somewhere. In somewhat shocking news, Green Man Gaming finally gave up on having a sale on God of War. The standard price for that is still $50, basically, USD. And Elden Ring sale got nerfed a bit, so instead of being $10 off the standard $60 price tag, it's now just 10% off for $54. So that's a little disappointing. It is nice that it's still on sale, but it's not as good as the, I think it was about 15% off previously. Steam has a few things going on, not super substantial, but they have their SimFest, which is like a hobby games, not the, you know, like AAA games or anything, but a few games in there on sale. My Time at Portia, which is a cute Harvest Moon type kind of game, is available for only $7.50. I would recommend trying that game out if you liked anything that's remotely close to Harvest Moon. The only really other thing is Slime Rancher for $6. That's pretty good sale. Otherwise, Borderlands 3 is on sale, but I would not recommend that game in the slightest. Surprisingly, Gearbox did just release Tiny Tina's Wonderland. Unfortunately, that's only available for the Epic Games Store, or if you're playing on consoles, available for those as well, which I would recommend those and stay away from the Epic Games Store. Someone will probably tell me that, oh, Epic Games Store isn't that bad. No, it's bad. Shh. Anyways, good things are being said about Tiny Tina's Wonderland, which is shocking. So maybe check it out if you're on consoles. Otherwise, I'll just be waiting for the Steam version of that on a heavy discount later in the future. By the time you listen to this, if you are listening to this, still at this point, if you're seeking an Xbox Series X and you're a Prime member over on Amazon, they do have those in stock, which is shocking because that just doesn't happen. So if you're looking for that, get it quick because it'll be gone probably by the time you get to that. And that's it for the news today, folks. And that's it for deals. Remember, if you want an Xbox Series X, go get that quick. Otherwise, that's it for today. Have a wonderful day. And if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please email me at theheatofbox@gmail.com. For everything else, stay tuned to the next episode of Heat of Box Podcast. Have a great, great day and a great weekend. And we'll see you next time on Heat of Box.